Hello, GWA. This is Goddess by Night, and welcome to another questionnaire. It is cold as freaking balls outside. It is ridiculous. So, I'm in my bed, and just because it's really, really warm and comfortable, and that's just all I freaking want right now. And I finished my two reading materials. I don't know, ask me if you were curious what I was reading. Wasn't anything dirty. And also, that's another thing. I don't know what it is, but my usual horniness every single day of my life just put on the brakes the other day. I'm like literally having a dry spell. The thought of sex repulses me. I don't even want it at all. I don't, this is so, this is a new feeling for me. This is a literal dry spell. It's kind of frustrating. Because I'm just like, okay, wake up in the morning, have an orgasm, go to bed at night, have an orgasm. And I'm just like, no. So, which really sucks because I really, really wanted to do like a ginormous post with me just fulfilling all of the requests that I've been seeing this week. Because seriously, by God, there's been so many requests that have been going up that I want to do, including ones I volunteered for and scripts that have been asked of me. I'm just gonna do one giant thing and just blaze on through them and get them all done. But because of the dry spell, yeah, I don't feel like I can, put my sexy energy into it. So that is just, that project is like on halt. So what I'm gonna do instead is do a questionnaire. This one I've been wanting to do for a little while. It's just, taking the time to do it. And I thought, might as well. It is a Mrs. Questions for Women questionnaire thing. And I'm kind of scared because I normally will look through questions, but I decided to do something a little differently this time. I do not look through them. I did not look through it, so this is just going to be a surprise, and I'm just going to have to like fly by the seat of my pants. So, okay, so here we go. I'm also doing this on my phone, so forgive me if I do sound a little differently. When I do record on my phone, I just have it kind of sit on my nightstand, and it actually picks up the sound really well. But I have my headset on right now, so fingers crossed it actually doesn't sound like shit. But it'll be a learning experience for future projects. All right, so first thing is, would you fuck yourself with it? First thing, small plastic bottle. Oh God, no. Well, okay. The thing that like first popped in my head was one of those like water bottles you get in like that giant pack that like every survival enthusiast has, like those 100-pack things, and the plastic is really, really thin. It's like really crinkly. I'd be worried about like sharp bits, and I'm just like, oh gosh, just shivers. But then I thought about it again, and now I'm thinking like a Coke bottle, because those are very like high quality, like more thicker plastic, more steady, and there isn't really sharp bits. Well, there would be sharp bits around the neck of the bottle, so no, I don't think so. No, it's plastic. No, I don't think so. A yummy carrot. A yummy carrot. No, because that thing's been in the ground. Like, my mom was a gardener and I like helped her out when I was younger, so I have like a decent idea of like how to grow crops. But that, no, especially because of the fact that that's been in the ground, there could be 1,000 different germs on there. And my mom used compost, so absolutely not. Ew, God, no. Oh God, I don't even want to think about what could happen, like the different kinds of infection. I am going to end it right there. Not going to go there. Just not going to go there. The brush handle. I think I've actually done that once. I had this brush, like it's one of those, like girls that you know, it's one of those like big square brushes, and it's got like this big rounded hand. Well, not a big handle. It's not. I mean, it's smaller than any of my toys. But for when I was growing up, that was a decent size, and I didn't have any other toys when I was growing up, and I was just a horny kid. Yes, I do believe I did fuck my hairbrush handle when I was younger. A pen or Sharpie? Dude, that thing's too small. I'm not gonna feel shit. I mean, it's just to satisfy curiosity. Whoop, there you go. I probably wouldn't feel a thing and just be like, okay. Unless it was one of those really, really fat Sharpies. But I don't think there's one fat enough that where I would actually like enjoy it. Yeah, I doubt there's one fat enough that. Yeah. The water from a shower head. Fucking duh. I've already made two audios for that. Oh my God. Yes, I love that. I also have done that from a pool. My neighbor had a pool, and I would go over there all the time with like friends and family, and I was just kind of over there once. I think I was by myself, which thinking back is really stupid. You never swim by yourself. But I was just kind of like sitting in the pool, and no, it was in the jacuzzi. It was in the jacuzzi. Sorry, it was not his pool. It was the jacuzzi, and I was sitting on one of those air things and just letting it run past my clit, and oh my gosh, it feels so good. Especially because the jacuzzi is really warm, so it makes it even better. Cold water. Sure, I never really tried an ice cube on my clit before, but I can imagine if I did like it, I would probably like the cold water rushing past. So yes, of course, shower head, absolutely. A warm, cold cucumber. No. I just don't, I'm not comfortable with the thought of shoving a fruit or vegetable up my vag. Just it sounds dirty, and I don't know what could be on it, like pesticides and shit like that. I don't want to know what, like the things that have, like people that have touched it, and even if I cleaned it, I still wouldn't feel comfortable. I really wouldn't. Hot dog weenie. It. I thought I would never have to worry about this memory. Okay. Yes, I did it once. I was younger. I was like, okay, maybe this would stimulate a dick a little bit. And so I tried it and oh my gosh, I'm like blushing so fucking hard right now. I feel so embarrassed. I tried it once. I didn't feel shit, pulled it back out and threw it away. That's end of story. A yellow banana. Again, fruit, no. A harder edge of furniture. Yes. Oh my God, countertops. Just grinding my clit or even just my butt, my butt cheeks up against the counter. That feels fantastic. Especially when girls, when like you are really horny and your clit is just fucking swollen and you just every little thing feels fantastic. Oh my God. A smooth-edged counter is yeah. A broom handle. Oh God, no. No. I will not go near a broom handle, and here's why. I heard of this crazy story where this one chick was on her like on a counter table or a, no, I think it was like the dryer or something. And she was fucking herself with a broom handle. Her parents came home, so of course, like there's like the initial shock of like, oh my God, cover this up right now. And she jumped off and didn't take the broom handle out. She impaled herself and fucking died. So no. Okay, hopefully not wooden baseball bat. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna get a splinter. Thank you very much. And have you guys ever like seen a fucking baseball, like a baseball bat? Those things are giant. I would split myself open before I even like got like a bit of it in. Even if I started at the handle. There, it's just no, there's no point. And so it'd just be like from close, relaxed vagina to oh my god, I'm split open. Okay, flashlight handle. I guess it depends on the size. I might, after of course cleaned it. I've seen some flashlight handles where it's like, oh my god, no. But I have some like smaller ones around my apartment, like these LED ones that are like pretty small. Maybe. Okay, nowadays I wouldn't because I've got toys or I got my lover. Why would I need to use a fucking handle? Unless I was just in a really weird mood one day, then I could probably see myself like start looking at certain objects. A teddy bear. Okay, it wasn't a teddy bear. It was not a teddy bear. It was actually this it was a really this really really big stuffed animal. See, when I was a kid, I was like obsessed with stuffed animals. I literally had this shelf that extended from one corner of my ceiling to the other corner. Like it was like not against the ceiling, but it was like a foot or two away from the ceiling. So it was just like against the very, very top of my wall. Okay. And again, it was from one corner of my room to the other, filled, like they were stacked on top of each other. And I'm like including my crazy Beanie Baby collection. I had this crazy be okay, they're like all in storage right now. And my friend actually played a prank on me saying that like those beans that fell at the beanies were actually spider eggs and they were all hatching now because like they've apparently hatched like several thousand years later or whatever. And I'm like, oh my god, that box in storage is just oh. And then I realized it was a prank and so I was gonna sell all of them, but my mom was all like, but you can keep all of them in case you ever want to play with them again, or your kids can play with them. I'm like, oh, fine. But back to the thing, it was this giant horse stuffed animal. And I grinded my pussy against its back like I was riding it. If you take into consideration that I had, when I first started masturbating, I had that one little vibrating ducky toy, and then I had nothing. So I had to, like, take 8 years of my life and fill it with as many ways as I could get off as possible until I turned 18 and I got my vibrator and I got my dildo. Because nobody that I knew that was overage would get me these things. They're just like, no, that's weird. So, don't judge me. The neck of a bottle of wine. That was my main toy for a very long time. I think I was 15, and it wasn't a wine bottle. It was actually like a sparkling juice bottle, but it was still pretty much exactly like a wine bottle. I just peeled off all the foil. I peeled off all the wrap. I cleaned the shit out of it. And then that was my choice toy for a long time. Yeah. A pillow. Here's the thing. It depends on the pillow, I guess. I mean, I can see it. Like, I would just stack a bunch of pillows and then I just grab my pussy against it. But I don't see myself coming from it. I might do, like it's like the counters. Like I'll do it because it feels good, but I highly doubt I'm gonna come from it. I mean, I would have to be grinding for a long time, and the sensation would have to stay pretty good. But I don't see that happening. But yeah, I guess I could probably do a pillow. I would just grind up against it, but I probably wouldn't come from it. It would just probably feel good. Okay, answer the questions. Can you describe the fastest way to make you come? Rub my clit. Or really, me rubbing my clit. Like, I know my clit. I can make myself come literally in under a minute. If I am really horny, if my clit is really sensitive, I can make myself come under a minute. I think my time once, I timed myself once. I think it was around 45 seconds from go start rubbing clit to come at 45 seconds. Like the very beginning of the come was at 45 seconds. But for another person, like I always kind of feel bad just because another person, they can make me come, but it's obviously not as fast. It takes a lot of buildup and they need to know what they're doing. Like they need to hit me right on the spot. If they like hit me on the spot and then take their hand away, it's gone. They're pretty much starting from scratch. So it can sometimes be a challenge to get me to come. It sometimes sucks. But yeah, it's my clit. That's the only way I can come. I've never been able to come vaginally or any other way. I mean, I have these. Okay, ladies know this. We guys, ladies can come several different ways. There is like a code word for this or something, but it's like we hear or see something, like some sort of sensory stimulation, and we get this little tingle down in like our pelvic area. That is pretty much a mini orgasm right there. I'm not even joking. Like you say something to us that is like that takes us off guard or it just hits us deep. That is a mini orgasm. Like when my lover proposed to me, I had a mini orgasm. That's just an example. Because it was just like some sort of sensory stimulation that I had. And I was excited that you just get this little tingle down there. And that's one kind of orgasm. Then there's the one that everybody knows is the one during sex from genital stimulation of like the bam, giant orgasm. Screaming and everything, and in some cases, female ejaculation. I think there's one more, but oh no, I think it was the one when we think of something, or maybe that just kind of goes in with the first one, the sensory stimulation. I don't know, but. Sometimes we also get like a little mini orgasm if we start thinking of something, like if we have a scenario playing out in our heads and like we really get absorbed into it, and like everything else around us, even if someone's talking to us, just gets blurred out, and like our brains are immersed in that fantasy, we'll have a mini orgasm. That's happened to me. I don't know if other women, like if this happens to them, but those kinds of orgasms happen to me all the time. Especially when I'm like out in public or even when I'm at work, my brain, like, and I'm like, it's slow and I'm just kind of standing there waiting for something to do. I'll just start like thinking about like some sort of fantasy and bam, have a little mini orgasm right there without even touching myself. Okay, I gotta move on. What does it feel like to have something inside you? Okay, if we're talking an object like a dildo or vibrator or a cucumber, let's see. Okay, in the most basic sense, you feel it fill you up. Like it's like feel like. It's empty and then it's not empty. Okay? And like you feel this, like the sensations there, you get like the tingles in your body and the arousing stimulation, and it just fills your body up with like really pleasurable feelings. Like just tingles and your brain feels light and that kind of thing. Now, if this is a person, like a guy getting inside you, that is a whole different feeling. Okay, take everything I just said, like the feeling up feeling and like the sensation and tingles, take that and quadruple it. Okay, it there is no other feeling I have ever experienced that compares to when a guy comes in me, like first enters me. The way I think about it is our energies, like just like our life energies merge, and it's like a fucking firework show. It's like a fucking explosion of just energy merging. And you feel that energy. I don't care what anybody says. You feel that energy, and it actually excites you even more. You have more energy to just fuck. Just thinking about this is just. I need to take my blankets off. I'm getting hot here. I'm not getting horny, I'm just getting hot. But yeah, that is the best way I can describe it. It is just you feel your normal energy, and then it just spikes the moment he gets inside you. And it is so fucking awesome. I love it. It doesn't matter what position you're in. I mean, I feel like I feel it the most when we're just in missionary, but that's just because okay, the way I think about it, I think it's just because I'm laying down. I am not stressing my muscles in a sense that I am just laying down and relaxed. That's what I mean. So I feel like I feel it more. And I think like a guy would feel it more if, if a girl was riding him. And I still feel it, but I definitely feel it less if I'm riding a guy because I'm more concerned of, okay, gotta get it in. Don't bend his cock and sit on it the wrong way. And, that kind of thing. Like, I'm thinking of those things as I'm, getting a guy inside me and I'm riding him. So, yeah. How does it feel to have your tits played with? Oh my gosh. Okay, if we're just talking my boobs, like, he's not really playing with my nipples directly. It just feels fine. It's like not overly stimulating. I mean, it feels good, don't get me wrong. Unless you start squeezing too much and then I fucking smack him in the face. I'm not a cow. But it's just, like someone holding your hand. Now if he's playing with the nipples directly, like if like, oh my God, my fiance does this. Like I'll be doing something at the counter, or I'll be at my computer, or I'll just be walking by and he'll grab me and he'll come right behind me, get under my shirt and my bra, and he'll pinch my nipples. It's just like ah. And it's just like a huge sensation. There are certain days where my nipples are really sensitive. And not in the bad way, in the good way. Like it feels fantastic. And like I get tingles all over my body. My legs get a little weak. It sometimes feels like my nipples are more sensitive than my clit, sometimes. Like if I'm not overly turned on, my clit isn't as like sensitive. But if my nipples like get hard, they are very sensitive, and my like legs shake a bit. And that was a hiccup. Okay, how does it feel when someone else play? Oh wait, feel to have tits to play with. Oh, that first question was what does it feel like for me to play with my tits? The second one was like, what does it feel like to have my tits played with? Okay, so I need to back up. Me playing with my own tits, I'm just like. Whatever. I squeeze my tits all the time. They're just fun to play with. I mean, like, I'll be sitting there on the couch or laying on the couch just doing whatever. I'll just, like, have one hand down my pants and I'm just, like, fondling my clit just for fun. I know guys do this. They just reach in their pants and just start playing with their cock. It's not to, like, get off. It's just to mess around and squeeze everything. But it's just whatever. It's not a huge sensation, but it's just fun. Okay, so I did have your tits. Yeah, have someone else play with your tits. Okay, what does it feel like when you are edging? Edging is really hard for me, and here's the reason why. I have been out of submissive training for years, and I can't hold it back anymore. Okay, I've been a full-blown dominant for close to maybe 6 years now. I think it's 6 or 5 years. And so I haven't needed to like hold an orgasm back for a really long time. And So I don't even know how to do it anymore. one of my GWA friends put it actually very accurately. My orgasms are like a fucking steam train. No, like one of those one of those like magnetic 2000 like 200 miles per hour trains flying by. Like it's there when it happens, and there's no stopping it. It's like a stampede. That's one thing. That's one way I could put it. It is unstoppable. I cannot stop it. When it happens, it happens. It is really hard to stop. Like that first audio I did, that was a bit of a peer pressure audio because I looked on GWA one day, and I just saw nothing but edging audio. So I'm just like, okay, that is a thing everybody does. And I wanted to feel accepted. So I went and I did my best at a edging audio. But the way I had to do it was as soon as I started feeling a lot of sensation, I had to like pull my hand away. That's the only way I could do it. But if you were to edge me, like get me even further to my orgasm. No, it's gonna happen. It'll either be a ruined orgasm or to be a full blown orgasm. And if it's a ruined orgasm, I'm gonna be fucking pissed at you. Don't fuck up my orgasm, god damn it. Yeah. How does it feel like when you edging? When you come, how does it feel? I think I kind of answered that just now. It is literally like a fucking stampede. It is unstoppable, it is powerful, and it is over and done with way too quickly. Like one of the things I do is I try and keep rubbing my clit as fast as I can, like the way that like I'm rubbing right before my orgasm to like get me there. I try to keep it going, but there is so much sensation, so that sensation flowing through my body, and my hands and legs and sh are shaking. My fingers are curling. My toes are curling. Just like my body is pretty much having a fucking seizure because when I orgasm, my back arches. So like it's like my stomach is like going towards the ceiling. You know what I mean? And and it's really, really intense. Like it's the way I describe my orgasms is like it's like my inner energy is escaping my body through my fucking vagina, and I am like no longer in my skin. I am like in another world at that point. I am in space, not dying, and I'm just weightless. And so I try to keep rubbing my clit that fast, but it doesn't work. I like need another hand, or I need like a Hitachi, which is one of the things I'm scared of, because I'm gonna have a Hitachi very soon. Next paycheck, I'm going to get my Hitachi. I am going to make my audio with that thing, but I'm scared because that is not going to stop. I am going to scream. I am going to like burst a few blood vessels in my brain. I am going to bleed out in my brain because I'm going to have such an intense orgasm. But yeah. I think I pretty much covered Okay. Moving on. Can you tell if it's going to be a lot of cum or a little? Does this apply for girls? Haha. I gotta think about this one. I can definitely tell if it's not gonna be a super intense orgasm. Yes, I can definitely tell. It's just I feel it coming. Like the way I can describe when my orgasm is coming, it's like a tidal wave. Like if you're standing on the beach and you're seeing that giant tidal wave coming, and that's kind of the image I have in my head when it's actually coming. Like now I have that image from Deep Impact. If anybody's seen that movie where like the father and that daughter are standing on the beach and that huge show is coming, that's what it's like. God, this is about to come. I feel like I just m ruined that movie for everyone, but or made it better. But I can definitely feel if it's not going to be as big of an orgasm as other ones. Now, if I get a really, oh, like when I was drunk, I had no idea that intense of an orgasm was going to happen. I like fucking screamed. But yeah, that one, just as a reference, that one really surprised me, but I can definitely tell when it's going to be just a little. And also, for the record, I used to be able to squirt. Like, when I was a virgin, I was able to squirt. It was crazy. Like, I would make the biggest fucking mess ever. And when I first did it, like, it was right around when I was 15 or 16, I had an orgasm so intense that I squirted. And I was like, holy shit! And at first I thought I pissed the bed. But no, like, I legitimately squirted. And I did that until I lost my virginity. And then it stopped. I have not been able to come since I lost my virginity. I don't know what happened. It's just I can't. There's nothing comes out. Now, granted, my pussy really tightens up. Like, it clamps. There have been a couple times where I've been fucked and I came. I squeezed the guy so hard that I pushed him out. Like, he was trying hard, like, he was pushing back against my muscles, of course. Like, he was trying to stay in, but he couldn't. And he got pushed out. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? Get back inside! but, like, I literally clamp down. It gets really, really tight. And so, like, if I had nothing in me and I was, like, really, really wet, like one could see, like, like my wetness, like, kind of like a little bit would probably come out just from like the getting squeezed out, but not I can't ejaculate anymore, which is not so bad because I don't make a huge mess anymore. Masturbating is really easy. So it's not so bad, but I know that a lot of guys like, women orgasming, like, or ejaculating like that. So how do you, how, no, does how hard you come tell the intensity of the orgasm? I think this is a question for squirters, which I'm no longer a squirter, and I can't remember, the the sensations, like, that's just and forgotten in my memory, so I'm probably just gonna have to skip this one. Yeah, I'll just skip it. Are you satisfied after one orgasm or do you need more? Oh, fuck yes. Now, if it is a real, like, okay, I've had times where I had a super intense orgasm. Like on Christmas, when I got drunk and had that super intense orgasm, I couldn't have another one. And a really good example was in that second showerhead audio, when I had my new glass toy in me, and I had the showerhead on, like, they're on, it's like there's this pulse setting. It's for massaging your back. It's like to knead the muscles, kind of. I had that going on my clit, warm water, and that orgasm was so intense. Like, there's this little shelf that is like built into my shower. Like, there's a window right there, so it's like faded, so, but there's a faded window right there. And there's that little shelf. Like, I had to sit down and plant my feet on the other side of like the tub, 'cause I was about to collapse from that orgasm. It was so intense that I know it might not have sounded it, but it that was just because of the overall shock. Like, that orgasm came out of nowhere, and it took the wind out of me. And I tried to come again because it's just, I usually come two or more times at least. I mean, mostly it's three. That's my average, is three times per session. I couldn't. I didn't feel, my pussy was numb after that. Like, literally, my pussy was overloaded from that orgasm. I couldn't feel anything. So I'm just like, eh. And I just put my toys away and finished my shower and then took a nap. Okay, yada yada yada. Have you ever tried to play every way you could think of? I think so. Because when I had that 2 year no sex thing, by the end, yeah, I was pretty much trying everything. I was just like, orgasms aren't doing it for me anymore. I gotta find a way. I need to find an outlet. And I was trying every way I could think of. So, yeah, I would say so. But can you blame me? 2 years without sex. Oh, it was the worst. It was the absolute worst. What's the strangest thing you fucked yourself with? Say the hot dog. Seriously, it was weird. I Oh, added questions. Oh, fun. Okay. What kind of urges do you feel when you are horny? Urges. Well, there are definitely days where I want nothing more than to suck a fucking cock. Like, I love giving blowjobs. They are so much fun! Especially if I get to tie my guy down, and so I can tease him like nobody's business, to the point where like his legs are shaking. And I don't like getting a guy to the point of blue balls, because I feel terrible, and it just ruins the whole experience. But I do definitely try to get them really worked up. And I've never received a complaint from giving blowjobs. It was one of the first things I ever did. Even before I ever had sex, blowjobs were the first thing I ever did. And to me, they just come easy. Like, I can make a guy come pretty damn hard for my blowjobs. It's just a natural talent, I guess. Granted, I've only like given. Okay, I need to think about this one, 'cause I've given more guys blowjobs than I have fucked guys, so that's gonna actually take some thought. And now that I think about it like that, that's actually kind of bad. I feel like a whore now. I'm not a whore. I'm not a whore. This has been over like since I was like maybe 16. And I'm a party girl, caught up in the moment and drunk. Don't judge me. What kind of urges? Oh, I feel like I should answer more of like that first question. Other kind of urges. I mean, obviously, like I get the urges so that I just want to be fucked. And there are definitely the urges where I don't even want anything to do with my toy. It's just like this has happened many times. I will get so horny, I will get the urge, and I want to be fucked or give the fucking like ride him. And I will text my lover and be like, okay, you need to get home. Like right now, like grab a taxi and you better be ready for sex when you come home, 'cause I am dying over here. And like I'll meet him at the door and be like, "You're home," and like I'll wait for him to lock the door and then I'll like run up against him and plant him against the door and yeah, this is a thing. Any other urges? I feel like those are the two main ones. I mean, I also get other urges. Like, there are some days where I don't want anything to do with men. I need a woman. Which sucks because I don't have any, like, women to play with. Like, I don't have like a friends with benefits or anything. Like I haven't gotten to play with a woman in like a really long time. It makes me sad because I love to play with women. I'm like every other guy. I want to squeeze their boobs. I want to plant my face between their boobs and just like motorboat them. But no, it's like I mostly love eating out a girl. Oh my goodness, that is one thing I miss so much because I had a girlfriend at one point. I loved eating her out, and she just tasted so good. She kept herself like she didn't have like the Brazilian cut, but she kept herself like the hair was very short, so it wouldn't get in the way, and I wouldn't swallow any. You know, like I don't care if a girl keeps herself shaven. Like honestly, like everybody's got like their own skin issues, and so some girls they can't even shave, and then they feel rejected. But no, that is not a big thing for me. It's just do not have a giant fucking forest down there. Please don't, because it's not sanitary. Two, it creates like a lot of odor, which is not pleasant. And three, it gets in my mouth, and it's really, really difficult to keep the mood going when you've got hair in your mouth. The same thing goes with guys. I'm not expecting you to shave your fucking balls. I'm just saying make sure it's not a jungle, okay? Keep it like trimmed. Like you can even just use a little buzzer and have it on like the biggest clip. Okay, and then buzz it off. That's fine. You know what I mean? Like it's not you're not cutting all the way down to your skin, but you still got like maybe an inch of hair, but it's not crazy down there. It just I honestly think it's like it just keeps things cleaner and it's less distracting when I'm trying to go down on you. That is a personal preference of mine. Other people, they prefer the clean shaven. Other people, they're just like, oh yeah, boom, all natural. They want the bush, they want it all. That, me, clean cut, or clean primped hair, whatever, taken care of, I guess is a good way to put it. That's what I need. And so I was ranting about that. I had all these different images of what I've seen in the past, and oh a little story. I won't really give the backstory because, like, I feel like this would, if anybody who knows me, this would be a dead giveaway because there was a lot of people there. All I will say is there was this thing going on. This guy whipped out his, like, pulled down his pants, and Jesus Christ, he had a lot of hair. Like he had like hair on his back, and like there was just like ab like he was like the fucking wolf man. It was just like, oh my God. And that's one thing I cannot tolerate. I can't tolerate hair on the back. Chest, stomach, all right. It's that's sexy. But on the back, just since I don't like it. I really don't like it. And I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you have hair on your back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just that is a huge turn off for me. If I ever got with a guy that had hair on his back, it's just like, okay, go into the bathroom first and shave. Or go to a salon right now and get waxed. Because otherwise, this isn't gonna happen. Because I'm gonna be laying the whole time, and I'm just gonna be like, my hands are gonna be close to my chest, I'm gonna be in a ball while you're fucking me. Go into the fetal position while and get fucked. How did I even get on this? I just looked back at the questions. What urges do I get when I'm horny? Oh, yeah, that was when I was. Okay, I have ADD. Don't judge me. Leave me alone. What kind of urges, feelings do you get when you want a man? I feel like I already answered this, so I'm just gonna skip it. For those who have played with their asses, how does it feel compared to pussy play? Oh my God, I think I've said this in like the chalk, or maybe in like another audio. I tried ass play. I did not like it. I tried it with the guy that took my virginity. Okay. We just wanted to try everything. Like, we had had sex a couple times. We loved it. And that was another hiccup. Sorry. I had soda earlier. Okay. Yeah, so we had had sex a couple times, and now we were just kind of experimenting, see what like other things felt like. And one of the first things that came up was ass play, of course, because we had heard a lot of good things about it, and we just wanted to see, what was it like. So we did some research online. We went out to a sex shop, and we got anal lube, the kind of specifically for anal play. Like they're thicker ones, stronger ones. And did we get anything else? No. And he started off with like a condom on his finger, and like, he fingered me a little bit, like, to warm me up a little bit. And then he slowly pushed it in. And he's just like, "Are you okay?" And I'm just like, it's not exactly feeling good yet, but needed this sex the first time, so keep going." And so we finally got it in, and he's just like, "Oh my God, you are really tight." And I'm just like, "Is that a good thing?" And he's like, "I don't know yet." And so we went on for a few minutes until he finally pulled out. And he says, "No, I can't do this. It doesn't feel good. And it's too tight, and it just feels wrong." And I'm just like, "Yeah, it didn't feel good. It hurt." And don't even get oh, and like the days following that, don't even get me started. It was not a good experience. And so I just legitimately do not like my ass played with at all. And that's why I feel like I have a complex now. Like, if anything grazes against my asshole, it's just, oh, it's just, oh God, I'm turned off right away. No, I just, no. Okay, yeah. When you come, how does it feel different to have something in your ass as opposed to? This is another anal question, and I never even got to come, so I can't. I don't even have the right data in order to answer this question. But it was pretty much just asking, like, when I have something in my ass, does it like change the way I come or something? But no, I don't know. How does it feel to have your tits handled versus having your nipples sucked, nippled? Well, oh my gosh, like I said earlier, like when I'm getting my nipples played with, oh my gosh, it's just fucking amazing. And then when they get sucked, it's, or nibbled on, oh my God. Oh my God, it's so good. I love my nipples played with. I really haven't had too much experience with nipple clamps, unfortunately. I mean, like, I did when I was with my master, but that was for the intent of causing me pain. And so I haven't really felt the like a pleasurable nipple clamp. I know that they exist, and like you can adjust, like there are ones where you can adjust the amount of pressure that is put on your nipple, but I have yet to feel that yet. But when someone's like nibbling on them and not biting too hard, because seriously, I will slap you in the fucking head if you nibble on my nipples too hard. But yeah, when they're just getting gently nibbled on and sucked, oh my gosh, it's so good. At that point, I just need to sit down and get the pressure off my legs because I'm about to fall over. Now, granted, this is only when my nipples are hard. Like, if you come round and like there's just nothing happening with my nipples, I'll just kind of stand there and be like, "Your hands are in my bra. If you're a friend and I'm comfortable with you, okay. But if you're not, you're gonna get an elbow straight in your eyeball." But okay, and yeah, that was the last question. All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed this. Jesus, how long have I been going? Oh my God, I've been going for like a freaking hour almost. I can never. I like to talk. I think that is very obvious I like the talk. So yeah, I'm gonna end this now. I hope you guys enjoyed. And yeah, hopefully when this rice bowl is done, I will release my ginormous post full of audios. So fingers crossed. And if anybody has like some suggestions on how to like wiggle myself out of this fucking dry spell, please leave me a comment because this fucking sucks. It really does. It sucks. All right. But I'm gonna go. Bye.